the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. And the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. The saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, we are considering the touch of God. I constantly pray for this. I say, Lord, human endeavor, your human preaching, human teaching, all that is very fine. But I need your touch. We want your touch upon everything, the whole proceedings. We don't want it just at a fine human intellectual level. You know, folks, we have reduced God to our test tubes today. And we think that just like the heathen, you know, the heathen think God could be like a monkey, God could be like a pig, God could be like a fish, God could be like an elephant. And all these shapes are worshipped as gods. Just imagine anybody thinking of God in terms of beasts. There is a spiritual declension which has reduced God, even the God of the Bible, to just the human level. You know, poetic fancy. Poetic fancy conceived of all those gods, the epic gods, in pre-Christian days. Today we have got a God of our own making. But the real God, the Savior, the Lord Jesus, He's a God who is touched by your need and my need. And this the heathen cannot understand. You see that God is touched by my need. A girl brought to me her father, and I didn't quite recognize the dad, because last time he came leaning heavily upon a big stick, not crutches, but a big stick held with both hands, because he could not walk normally. He was lame. And I said to him, the Lord is able to make you put away your stick. I forgot all about it, of course. I didn't even recognize the man. And he piped up and he said, you know that last year, when I came to see you, I had that big stick. And I had to move carefully with the aid of that big stick. And you prayed for me, and I discarded the stick. I am free now. Well, I can't do that. You know that, don't you? Surely you should know that. No, it's the touch of the Lord. It's the touch of the Lord. And that's what I'm constantly praying. I don't want to be seen. I am not the fellow who is the protagonist, that is, the chief actor in a Greek play was called the protagonist. You know, all this kind of showmanship, you know, when everybody focuses upon the preacher, a great healer or somebody. Nonsense. Bunch of rubbish. Man is man. That's all he is. His breath is in his nostrils. But what about the touch of God? I don't know how hungry you are, Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. If you find that you have received nothing up to now, evidently up to now you have had no hunger for the living God. You had some kind of hunger for sermons, possibly, but the hunger for God has not yet hit you. There are areas in our lives of desperate need. Don't you know of any area in your life where you know that you need help? All right, you think that we are perfect? Oh my, if we were perfect, this world would be a little heaven. Don't you know of some area in your life where you need something more than a surgeon's scalpel? Maybe you're all getting ready for surgery one of these days. You need more than a scalpel. You need the touch of the Lord. Oh, how many times I've stood in need of nothing but the touch of the Lord. I had doctors, I had specialists all around me, and they were on call, they would come any time of the day or night to help me. But I needed the touch of somebody far greater than any of those specialists. So, my dear friends, if you are not yet aware of areas in your life where you need the touch of the Lord, wake up, get real, and be aware that there are sores in your life which need attention. Cancers that need burning out. And only divine radiation can do that. If you turn to Luke, the 8th chapter, and you will see a great multitude following the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the midst of that great multitude, there came a woman who was very conscious of her need. From the 43rd verse, latter part of 42, but as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng you and press you, and sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue, power, is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she could not be hid, was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. Look at that. This woman did not stop at just saying, hey, I'm in desperate need of help. You know how many people tell me, I have been planning suicide. Or they say, I have been wondering what to do with myself. And it is so sad to see, you know, people who committed suicide were generally involved in a lot of family distress or financial distress or something. But the number of those, the age of suicide is creeping down. Till boys and girls are thinking of suicide these days. They hardly know what life is all about. I constantly come across many young people who tell me, yes, I considered suicide. And sometimes they even tell me, these meetings have come to me just at the right time. Some people are not able to lose themselves from their addictions. Their addictions have driven them to become thieves. You know, you could have a thief, a burglar, break into your house. But if you have a bunch of burglars in the house, what do you do? You know, I came across a case where a father, seeing that he could do nothing else, he himself was a police officer, he turned his son in for drug running. The father could not help his son anymore. Now, with all these addictions and distresses, including family breakup, now let me tell you, I know how much children suffer when they have got to call some strange woman whom his father has picked up in some place. When a child is told, this is your new mother, you must call her mother. Do you know what agony the child goes through before it can call that woman mother? You hardly know. And that is the kind of stress which is upon so many children today. And some of them are struggling to find some relief, some release. And here we are, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, but we are talking about a Savior whose hand is strangely paralyzed of late. He can't touch anybody like he used to. And that's all the Savior that we seem to know. A total caricaturing of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Savior, the Christ whom we talk about, is very different from the Christ of the Bible. And we don't have any right whatever to caricature him and make him a Disney character. You know, folks? But that's exactly what we are doing. But nothing happens. No blessing. Here was this woman who had for 12 years suffered, and she had spent all her living on many physicians. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178. Or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.